just because you're busy doesn't mean you're productive.
True.
And a lot of people think that because they're busy, they're actually productive. I can see a lot of entrepreneurs, see how they conduct their daily life, look at their daily habits and realize if they're going to be successful or not.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the allocation of time, which is one of the resources that you have, the allocation of energy, another resource that you have, and the allocation of attention, mm-hmm. another resource that you have, are dispersed and they are dispersed everywhere. Mm-hmm. There is no sort of focused attention towards an objective. So everybody that says, oh, no, I'm working hard, I keep trying, I'm always educating myself, I'm investing my time wisely. If you actually evaluate these people's lives, you would realize that it's bullshit. Because most people waste time, they waste energy, and they waste attention. Mm-hmm. But if you could focus energy, time, and attention in the development of your character, in the development of your relationships, in the development of money-making skills, there's skills that help you make money.
Mm-hmm.
Money, making money is a skill.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make money, you have not developed the skill of making money. And for you to consider that you have is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at your bank account and your bank account reflects X amount of balance, it's a direct correlation on your level of skill when it comes to making money. Mm-hmm. If it's low, well, my friend, you don't know how to make money. If it's high, my friend, you know how to make money. And there's different proportions and different levels to that. Now, there are instances of luck. I'm not saying that luck doesn't exist, but I also understand that I can create my own luck by increasing my odds of success. Who I surround myself with, what I listen to, how I educate myself,
mm-hmm.
who I listen to, what I do with my daily habits. And eventually, I can turn this unlucky beginning or the cards that I've been dealt of being an immigrant, having $200, flying from Argentina in the flight attendant chair because somebody, I couldn't even get a coach seat, right? Yeah. To becoming a multimillionaire.
I'm pretty curious then. A lot of people are talking these days about the energy that you have during the day. You have 24 hours, the time is obviously very clear, but your energy... How do you give something your energy? Like, on what places, in what things? How do you spend your energy?
Well, first you need to know what your goal is.
Mm.
Most people walk around with no goals, no ambition. They don't know where they're going. It's like a ship with no destination. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there. Once you know where you want to go, then you direct your time, your energy, and your attention to what? To the execution and the achievement of that goal. If you want to make money, you will make money. If you want a good network, you will have a good network. If you want to build a great podcast with great hosts and great guests, you will build a podcast in that way. It's all about intention. But most people walk around in life thinking that life is just a big fat lottery. And it's just not that case. Those that live by the lottery of life most likely end up losing. Because you're just gambling. I don't want to gamble with my life. So what I do is I set a goal and then I focus my time, energy, and attention, which truly are the only assets that you have. So when a lot of people come to me, they're like, Luke, I have nothing. Brother, you and I have the same exact thing, time, energy, and attention. But what you use your time for, it doesn't yield a return. What I use my time for yields a return. You get paid in proportion to the difficulty of the problems that you solve. Elon Musk said that once. You get paid in proportion to the difficulty of the problems that you solve. Most people that don't make money, they don't solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
They don't spot problems. They don't capitalize on problems. If you solve small problems, you'll get paid very little. The guy flipping the patties, like Tate says, somebody's got to flip the fucking burgers.
It's true.
But they solve very small problems. So they get paid in proportion to what? Solving that problem. Yeah. You put a man on Mars, you'll get paid in proportion to solving that problem. So you need to focus your time, your energy, and attention to solving big problems. And hopefully your goal is to serve humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So you align your goal with a servant's heart of providing for humanity. That is going to require time, energy, and attention.
Mm.
But you need to know where you're going.